Absolutely disgusting. The United States Secret Service has screwed up beyond anything that I am aware that they have ever screwed up. I mean, it's worse than anything they've ever done. And as facts are starting to come out, the head of the Secret Service, Mrs. Cheadle, she's kind of just like digging in. And I'm going to show you some of the things that have come out by reputable sources, by news outlets. And would you be shocked to know that snipers identified the shooter as a person of interest, as a suspicious person, almost 30 minutes before he shot Donald Trump? Would And nobody's been fired? Before I get into this, because I'm probably going to get heated, so I even made notes so I stay on task. I want to thank the sponsor of the video, HiddenHybridHolsters.com. Hidden Hybrid Holsters makes phenomenally comfortable holsters. I've been using them for years. They make my full-size items, like hideaway, really, really easy. Check them out. The drop-down menus will help you dial in what you want, colors, type of tool, etc. Carry all day long, carry comfortably, and carry hidden with Hidden Hybrid Holsters. Thank you to them for sponsoring this video. All right, guys, I'm gonna go down. Stay with me. These are some updates that have come out since yesterday late until about literally 5 minutes ago when I got the latest one that just drove me to the point where like we need to talk about this. Listen to what I got. Dig in with me. I want you to tell me your opinion of the United States Secret Service in this particular instance here that we're talking about. All right, let's go over these updates. First one that pissed me off was, I mean, this whole thing is just disgusting, but, oh, and I forgot to hold up my Hidden Hybrid holster. This is for my my Zev OZ9, and it works with Glock 17s as well. First off, the shooter, Crooks, was seen with a rangefinder by snipers. They saw him, identified him. This is disgusting. But here's something I want everybody to see. And this came out from Colin Rugg. He said, this just in, Thomas Crooks took out a rangefinder, which was noticed by a sniper before the rally, before he disappeared and returned with a backpack. Let me say that again. Snipers saw Crooks pull out a rangefinder to calculate the distance to the target and still did not stop him. According to CBS News, snipers observed Crooks checking out the structure, taking out a rangefinder, and later returning with a backpack. Local law enforcement says Crooks kept disappearing before he climbed on the roof. One of the snipers inside, oh, we'll get into that too, inside that building, saw Thomas Matthew Crooks outside and looking up at the roof, observing the building, according to CBS News. Crooks came back, sat down, and looked at his phone. At that point, one of the snipers took a picture of him. Crooks took out a rangefinder, and the sniper radioed to the command post. Crooks disappeared again and then came back a third time with a backpack. The sniper is called in with information that he had a backpack and said he was walking towards the back of the building. And officers now think that Crooks used an air conditioning unit to get on the roof. Where did, like, this? Look, I have done a few presidential details. This would have never been allowed to fly. If somebody is seen as a potential suspicious person, they are stopped, they are ID'd, they are questioned, they are interrogated, they are removed. So many failures. It's so bad that many people in the country are saying it was this bad on purpose. Check this out. Remember I said one of the snipers inside the building saw Crooks outside looking up and observing the building? Well, this has come out as well from several sources. local counter-sniper team was inside the building where the Trump shooter climbed on the roof and opened fire. Yeah, the counter-sniper team, which is supposed to be on the lookout for potential threats on high ground areas, to look for potential snipers, were inside a building. Look, I've done some pretty high-speed stuff in my career, but I was never a sniper or a spotter. But I can't imagine you can be highly effective at being a counter sniper from inside a building. I mean, yeah, maybe if you have a vantage point where you can, you know, have high ground and you can see out, but not inside a building at ground level. That's just me. Maybe I know there's snipers who watch my stuff. Let me know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what my heart is telling me right now. It gets worse. Regarding that building, sources who spoke with the New York Post said Crooks was literally climbing on top of the building where the watch post for the snipers was located. The building, the AGR International Inc. factory in Butler, Pennsylvania, was being used by local police as a watch post for snipers to scan for threats, as the former president spoke on stage only 130 yards away. Crooks was reportedly spotted at the building 26 minutes before the incident. Ah. And then there was the head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, during an interview with CBS News, I believe it was. This is her in her own words. Check it out.
Who's most responsible for this happening?
What I would say is that the Secret Service is responsible for the protection of the former president.
So the buck stops with you?
The buck stops with me. I am the director of the Secret Service. It was unacceptable, and it's something that shouldn't happen again.
The president and Homeland Security Secretary said today they had 100% confidence in you, but there are some members of Congress calling on you to resign.
I appreciate the secretary's comments, and we're going to continue to be transparent and communicate with people.
Do you plan to stay on? Absolutely.
I do plan to stay on.
In addition to saying she's not stepping down, then blamed local authorities for not securing the building where Crooks shot from. She said, in this particular instance, we did share support for that particular site and that the United States Secret Service was responsible for the inner perimeter. And then we sought assistance from our local counterparts for the outer perimeter. There was local police in that building. There was local police in the area that were responsible for the outer perimeter of the building. No accountability on the part of the government. Now, I will also say that there have been multiple reports, and it's confirmed now, that there was a police officer who went up, observed Crooks on the roof, and Crooks then turned the rifle towards him. He came back down. And that's the end of it? Maybe he then rushed Crooks, then rushed what he was doing, which maybe aided in the misses. But, like, how do you not, like, dip back up and see if he's not looking at you and then take him out? I'm just at a loss, like I said, because I've done some Secret Service details when presidents have come to where I've been working several times. You are specifically told, everybody knows what their assignment is. Like, your team, you're responsible for that sector and everything in it. And during that, like, the team will be told, hey, all right, you two, you eyes on that building. You two, you're on patrol here. You two, it's just, like, this was a complete, and this was like monkeys effing the football. This is terrible, horrible. But nobody's heads are going to roll. Well, it gets worse. I want to show you this too. The New York Post. Thomas Matthew Crooks was spotted on the roof by law enforcement nearly 30 minutes before the attempted Trump assassination. And then Kimberly Cheadle put out a statement yesterday. Here's her statement. I would like to start by extending my deepest condolences to the family and friends of Corey Comparatore, who was killed during the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday, as well as those who were injured during this senseless act of violence. Secret Service personnel on the ground moved quickly during the incident, with our counter-sniper team neutralizing the shooter and our agents implementing protective measures to ensure the safety of former President Donald Trump. Since the shooting, I have been in constant contact with Secret Service personnel in Pennsylvania who worked to maintain the integrity of the crime scene until the FBI assumed its role as the lead investigating agency into the assassination attempt. I have also been coordinating with the protective detail for former President Trump and have briefed President Biden on the details of the incident. But she hasn't gone and made the scene. Butler, Pennsylvania is not very far from Washington, D.C., y'all. She hasn't even gone there. The Secret Service is working with all involved federal, state, and local agencies to understand what happened, how it happened, and how we can prevent an incident like this from ever taking place again. We understand the importance of the independent review announced by President Biden yesterday and will participate fully. We will also work with the appropriate congressional committees on any oversight action. The incident in Pennsylvania has understandably led to questions about potential updates or changes to the security for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The U.S. Secret Service, in conjunction with our federal, state, and local law enforcement and public safety partners, designs operational security plans for national special security events to be dynamic in order to respond to a kinetic security environment and the most up-to-date intelligence from our partners. I am confident in the security plan our Secret Service RNC coordinator and our partners have put in place, which we have reviewed and strengthened in the wake of Saturday's shooting. The security plans for national special security events are designed to be flexible. As the conventions progress, and in accordance with the direction of the President, the Secret Service will continuously adapt our operations as necessary in order to ensure the highest level of safety and security for convention attendees, volunteers, and the city of Milwaukee. In addition to the additional security enhancements we provided former President Trump's detail in June, we have also implemented changes to his security detail since Saturday to ensure his continued protection for the convention and the remainder of the campaign. The Secret Service is tasked with the tremendous responsibility of protecting the current and former leaders of our democracy. It is a responsibility that I take incredibly serious, and I am committed to fulfilling that mission. That is Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, former top security at PepsiCo. I also want you to see this. This is additional comments that she's made during interviews. See what you think about this. This made my blood boil. The director acknowledged the incident never should have happened and confirmed that the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, had been identified as a person of interest. But by the time Crooks was located, it was too late to stop his bullets. 30 minutes was not enough time. The shooter was actually identified as a potential person of suspicion, she said. Unfortunately, with the rapid succession of how things unfolded, by the time that individual was eventually located, they were on the rooftop and were able to fire off at the former president. Cheadle told ABC News her first reaction to the shooting was shock. She also said the Secret Service was aware of the security vulnerabilities presented by the building Crooks took a sniper's position on to aim at Trump. However, a decision was made not to place any personnel on the roof. That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside. Two things. One, 30 minutes isn't enough time to stop somebody who you've already spotted, you know where they are. The cops in the building couldn't get outside the door and shake that person down in 30 minutes? Really? Really? There weren't enough just beat cops standing in the air? I know how this operates. Like, there's tons of cops in that area, but 30 minutes they couldn't get to that cat? Really? And sloped roof? We don't want to put people on that sloped roof for safety reasons? Well, that fucking backfired, didn't it? Because had they had somebody on that sloped roof, you would have never been up there, and this would have never happened. Kimberly Cheadle deserves to not only be fired, but she deserves to be held accountable for the injuries that occurred, not only to President Trump, but the people in the crowd, as well as the one person who unfortunately was murdered during this incident. How do the Democrats operate? Mayorkas is investigating. So fear not. Fear not, everyone. He'll get to the bottom of it. Like the open borders. Like everything else. Like the fentanyl influx. He's going to get on top of it. He will have the answers. But nobody's going to be held accountable. Nobody's going to be responsible. Nobody's going to be fired. And it's absolutely disgusting. Guys and gals, let me know your thoughts down below. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, what happened is wrong. What happened was an absolute travesty. What happened was absolute negligence. And you see the government actually praising people for what they've done during this. Absolutely disgusting. If you love the Second Amendment, if you love America, if you love our freedoms, I'll bring you information every single day. All you got to do is stay in the know is hit that subscribe button down below. It's free. It doesn't cost you a red cent. But it just keeps you in the loop and helps the information get out. I appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Take care.